call the committee, City of Geneva Committee of the Whole meeting for Monday, January 23rd, 2012, to order. My name is Rich Marks. I am the Alderman of the Second Ward, and it is my honor and privilege to chair the meeting today. Just for a little housekeeping, actually, I would like, if there's no objections, to kind of flip things around in the agenda and go into closed session first. If any, I don't know if anyone has an objection to that or not. I'll note who's here. All aldermen are here except for Alderman Vogelsberg, and Alderman Hill is joining us by phone. Sam, are you there?
Yes, I am.
All right, thank you.
Move to adopt the revised agenda.
Second.
Moved by Brown, seconded by Singer. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Sam, do you agree to go into closed session?
Alderman Hill agrees to go to closed session.
Okay, so do we need to take a roll call to go into closed session?
That's just to amend. Now, we'll
now we amended
motion
it.
To go into closed session.
Okay, that's
describe,
what I thought.
Then take a roll call.
Yeah. Motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Motion by Alderman Dantino, seconded by Alderman Flanagan. Closed session is on the appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of an employee of the public body and the operation by a municipality of a municipal utility regarding purchase of electricity. That is the motion. Do we have a roll call vote?
Yes.
Roll call vote, please.
Brown?
Aye.
Cummings?
Aye.
Dantino?
Aye.
Flanagan?
Aye.
Hill?
Alderman Hill says aye.
Kilberg?
Aye.
Maladra?
Aye.
Marks?
Aye.
Singer?
Aye.
Okay, we will go into closed session then. I don't know how long. Sam, we'll put you on hold and we'll pick you up in there.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm going to give the public an idea.
Michael Jackson. I need a motion to return to open session.
Second.
Moved by Alderman Singer, seconded by Alderman Klingberg. Roll call vote, please.
Brown?
Aye.
Cummings?
Aye.
Dantino?
Aye.
Flanagan?
Aye.
Hill?
Dantino? Flanagan? Aye. Hill?
Alderman Hill, aye.
Kilberg?
Aye.
Maladra?
Aye.
Marks?
Aye.
Singer?
Aye.
Watching TV.
Motion carries.
Yeah. Motion carries unanimously.
Like,
yeah. Hey, Sam?
Yes.
You got to either turn your TV down or the radio because we're getting feedback here.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. I'll turn the TV down. Rich is talking too loud.
We'll go now to item two on the agenda. Consider the consent agenda. The only item on the consent agenda tonight is item number three, to approve the special committee of the whole minutes from January 3rd, 2012, and regular meeting minutes from January 9th, 2012.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Flanagan makes the motion. Alderman Singer seconds. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Alderman Hill, aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item four. 4A is to recommend approval of a use of right-of-way by Ms. Accordia, Tag Day, solicitations April 27th and 28th, 2012.
So moved.
Alderman Flanagan makes the motion.
Second.
Second.
Second by Alderman Maladra. Any discussions, questions, comments? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Alderman Hill, aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 4B is to recommend draft resolution authorizing execution of easement agreement with Kane County for Fabian Parkway road improvements.
So
moved by Alderman Maladra.
Second.
Second by Alderman Flanagan. Any comments, questions, concerns? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Alderman Hill, aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries, item carries unanimously. Item 4C, recommend acceptance of third quarter fiscal year 2011-2012 goal status report.
Alderman Hill, motion to approve.
Alderman Hill makes the motion.
Second.
Alderman second by Alderman Maladra. Any questions, comments? Alderman Flanagan.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just have a question, and I guess this would be directed towards Mary McKittrick. Is there some way that we can, I wouldn't use the word extrapolate, but take out the old items like that have been already retired? Are we going to do that somehow so that we just have what the current ones are? Because I noticed that some of the dates were like 2012 and some were already completed in June of 2011. I know this is third quarter.
Yeah, these are the current year's goals that came out of the strategic plan.
Okay, because so this is third quarter. Oh, so it's going moving forward?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the third time reporting in this fiscal year on the status of this year's goals. So that's why you see a repetition, because okay, we're bringing you up to date on where we're at on the various goals. Some of those may have been completed several months ago, but they're this year's goals, so they stay in the report through the end of the fiscal year, and then we continue reporting on the other
goals. It'll go on till the fiscal year, and then from then on?
Right, and then they'll change next year.
Now I understand. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other questions? I guess all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Alderman Hill, aye.
Any opposed? Item carries unanimously. Is there any other new business tonight other than the item on the agenda for the policy discussion regarding the ACE assigned storage from the dais? From the citizens? All right. The next item then is new business that is on the agenda is a policy discussion regarding A-frame sign storage, and I believe Director Unch has some comments to help this out.
Thank you.
I presume the rules are suspended so we can discuss the issue without a motion on the floor?
Yeah. Well, there will be no, I guess it's just a policy discussion, not a vote necessary at this point. So they're just looking, the staff is looking for direction, so it's pretty
just
much
a formality. Suspend the rules. There's no motion on the floor, but we are allowed to discuss this issue.
Correct.
We had an issue come up in the enforcement of our new regulations on A-frame signs that we thought it would be appropriate to get into a policy discussion on this. Give me a moment here. We have a provision regarding A-frame signs that pertains to the way they're displayed and the way they're used. A-frame signs shall only be displayed during the displaying establishment's hours of operation. And you should know that since October, when this entire body of sign regulations has been approved, we have been reviewing and issuing permits for A-frame signs. So far, we have 14 permits that have been issued. We have three other ones that are in review right now and pending completion of the application. Some applicants are getting additional information that's required to us before we can complete our review. So we've got this one provision, and there's a total of 12 different standards that pertain specifically to A-frame signs that our staff is reviewing applications against before the permit is issued. One of them does relate to the display of A-frame signs during an establishment's hours of operation. We have one case that's come up on Campbell Street, just off of 3rd Street. And here you see a business sign that's properly located for that business in compliance with the new A-frame sign regulations. And that business, during non-business hours, is storing the A-frame sign, and actually there's two businesses that are doing this, and they're storing them along the south right-of-way line of Campbell Street, just, we're estimating, just barely by inches inside the private property of the corner location there of the Pass Basket. And these signs are placed by these business operators between the bench and this wall during non-business hours of operation. What we've done here in response to this, when we saw this, the city code enforcement officer did issue a violation notice to these two businesses, indicating that these signs were still in public view and therefore a violation of the code, taking the position that the signs remained visible in clear public view and therefore still are considered to be displayed. Staff feels that the storage of these signs in this manner is contrary to the spirit and intent of the regulation, which is to remove A-frame signs from public view during non-business hours. The business owners feel that their storage location for these signs during non-business hours are simply a convenient location. It's their position that they're not being displayed because they're not actually up and on or next to the sidewalk. The location of the storage of the signs is simply a convenient spot for them to place them, and there's concern about the weight of the signs and having to carry them back and forth between their business location a short ways down the block and the spot where they're actually being used. So the questions that I pose to you as a staff member here, and we are working very hard to apply these rules consistently, business to business. And we're also mindful of the fact that the businesses are watching the city and watching each other in terms of how they're using this additional signage opportunity. So the first question would be, is this A-frame sign storage location acceptable to the council, that is during non-business hours? The second question would be that if the council considers this storage to be acceptable, staff will simply stop pursuing this any further and we'll just go on our merry way. The third question would be that if the council considers this storage location to be unacceptable, do you want the code enforcement officer to pursue removal of these signs in these storage locations during non-business hours? And then additionally, do you want to keep the A-frame code language as is, or you want staff to prepare some type of clarification amendment on A-frame sign storage during non-business hours? So put those series of questions to the council, and we'd be happy to address any questions. And what we're really looking for is some feedback from the council on how you'd like staff to proceed.
Did you have something?
I was just going to add something to that, if I might.
I just wanted to let the council know that I was the one that suggested to Dick that we bring this policy discussion to you, because I do want to make sure that we're applying the code consistently and with the proper understanding of the intent when it was approved by this council. And just for clarification, to point out, if this storage outdoors in visible sight is acceptable, you might just consider a scenario where it would be the same situation as you see in the pictures without the benches in front or without a retaining wall there, that it's just setting upright in the yard and not on the corner. So there are all those different scenarios that we have to look at going forward. And the question is, how do you want us to enforce the code? Because we want to ensure that we do it consistently. That is the main point. Thank you.
All right. Alderman Singer, I believe you had your hand up first.
Yes, I do. Dick, it seems to me that if, such as you've indicated here in the pictures, the way in which that sign is being stored, if that proprietor is not open on that Saturday or Sunday or of any day, it sits there for that period of time, and it's being exposed to everyone that comes into the community to see that, and I don't particularly like it. And if I had my druthers here, I think that they should be stored in a more invisible manner, mm-hmm. however it might be. So that's my feelings on the issue.
Alderman
Thank you,
Maladra.
Mr. Chairman.
No problem. Alderman Maladra.
Okay. Well, I think the first thing that I'd like to put to rest, the debate about whether or not those are being displayed, I think, is moot. That I can't read the sign, therefore it's not being displayed. I agree with Ron, however, and especially given what Mary said, if we allow this, then what other kinds of allowances are we going to make? This could end up getting all weird. One question I have, I was looking through my notes. I can't remember why did we decide to make the proprietors remove the signs when they close?
I think it was really just a concern about the signs really not being attended to during non-business hours. And it was an issue of the visual clutter that the signs present when they're clearly not really in a mode where they're being actively used to draw people or pedestrians to the place of business if they're not open. So it was just, if you're trying to draw people to your business and your business is open, the principle of the concept of an A-frame sign is fine. But at the same time, if you're not open for business, why do you really even need it out there? I mean,
because they're too heavy and you don't want to be lugging it back and forth.
The next time they're in
town. So, you know, if we make them take them down for issues of safety, and I do the air quote thing, during the day, these proprietors are not out there making sure their signs don't move from where they're put into the right-of-way or something like that. So nobody from the business is making sure that the sign stays in a safe spot. So I don't see a whole lot of difference between if the sign's sitting there at night when it's closed. Maybe the sign gets stolen. Oh, darn. It's the risk that the business owner mm-hmm. takes on. So from my perspective, maybe some of this angst goes away if we just say, leave the signs out there. That's the way it goes. Just something to consider. I can't remember exactly why we said take them away. If it's clutter, you got clutter all day long. What difference does it make if you have clutter at night when the stores are closed? I just don't see it. So it's something to think about.
Thanks. Anything else? Dick, did you have any comments for that? Or?
Well, I honestly don't recall the specific reason.
I don't remember it either.
But I just remember that we had so much dialogue and discussion over this mm-hmm. this issue, and I think it was this idea that when a business is open, they're trying to draw people into the business, in addition to the other signage that they're allowed under the code, which has been expanded significantly. And I'm not making a case one way or the other here. I'm just stating fact. It really comes down to making a judgment here as to, what the council feels comfortable with.
Alderman Brown, I believe you were next.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Clearly, these signs are not inexpensive. If I was a sign maker, I'd invest in a little product called a little sheet metal case that these fit into that had a carrying handle on it, and charge a few more dollars, and I bet you these businesses would buy it instantly. The problem here is some of these businesses are half a block away, and these things are not easy to carry half a block. So maybe I'll go into my own private business of preparing little sheet metal boxes for these things. I agree with Mary that these things are going to end up lying on the grass outside the business, propped up against the side of the business, et cetera. They're going to end up, unless we do either definitively say yes, they can stay, or they can't, we're going to end up with, as Alderman Maladra pointed out, just a mess. I would prefer them down. There are many businesses that are closed one day a week, and if it gets knocked down in the night, it sits there lying down for the day and a half. There are many businesses that might take a few days off for various reasons. I would like to see it easier, and maybe if there was a sign manufacturer listening out there somewhere, they would put convenient handles on these things. I would like to see them less obviously cluttering than this case here. It does look to me a little like clutter. Those benches are a little less inviting if the store happened to be closed on that particular day. I would like to see us make them be less obvious than that in a way that we don't end up with people just lying them on their front yards or lying against the side of their businesses or lying inside their little doorway. And many of them have recessed, 2-foot recessed doorways that they could lie, you know, stand it up against the side. It just doesn't make sense to me. So I don't know how we would word this, but you're right. This is a place where the code probably needs a little clarification of the wording.
Well,
suggestions? Say we wanted to go the route of making them literally not visible from the street when the store is not open. How would we word that?
I think you draw the line in the sand more clearly by simply stating they have to be brought inside. We do have another business in town that's storing the sign leaned up against their building. So, you know, the way this is treated and the way the code is worded, we will have to stand on the code provision, whatever it is, because we have enough use of this signage opportunity that, you know, consistency is important.
It's somewhat of a hardship. I can understand. The business has to come out, retrieve it, carry it back to their store, and then walk back again wherever they were parking the car.
Well, a lot of these signs, they look rather lightweight, but some of the ones that are being used by the businesses have sand as ballast inside them, so they're actually pretty heavy to keep them from blowing over.
A manufacturer could also add some little wheelies that there are ways to solve this problem that are,
I'm sure,
that
yeah,
are
I'm
probably
sure
are. Not do not add that much cost to these. Are reasonably expensive signs. Some of them are quite nicely done. I have no idea what the approximate cost is, but I can't believe that solving this problem is not a small addition to the cost if you wanted to go the route of making them more portable, more transportable. Thank you.
Alderman Cummings.
I'm kind of in the camp that Craig is. I think that these, it looks sloppy like this. I'm not sure that I feel comfortable. I understand that for the public, having a sign out that points to a business and says, you know, come over here to my business, and you walk over to the business and it's closed, I understand that's frustrating to the public. But I'm not sure that I'm comfortable telling the business that they're running their business poorly. I don't know that that's my job. And I would be inclined to let the businesses keep the signs up. And if customers get frustrated with the business, the customers won't go to the business. But I'm not sure that my job is to tell the business how to run their business. I would be inclined to reword the ordinance so that businesses can keep these up. They don't have to move them. They don't have to put them away at night. If the sign looks sloppy, it's a reflection of their business. But again, it's their business, and let them deal with the fallout that occurs.
Alderman Flanagan.
I guess I can understand where you're coming from, Alderman Cummings, but we're kind of regulating the sign, I guess, so I'm going to kind of look at the sign as being temporary. And if a business wants a temporary sign, then they have to, I think, put it out of the area. I can see where they'd be ending up on lawns, or I don't know about propping up against a building if it wasn't visible, I guess. I guess I'm just in favor of not having them leaving it there and bringing it into their businesses. And if they want to have a temporary sign, then they have to haul it out the next day or whenever they're open and bring it back in during the time that their hours are not in, they're not in business or their business is closed. So that's what I would like to see. I don't think it would be advisable to leave the signs up all the time. That's my opinion. That's only my opinion. So I would be for not having the signs being put out there and bringing them inside, or someplace stored outside for them so that it wasn't visible, behind a hedge, behind a wall, whatever. That's my opinion, and that's how I'd like to see the ordinance rewritten. That's it.
Alderman Singer,
you have the comment. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's a segue to your expressing your views, Alderman Cummings. The city of Geneva has gone through a hard, drawn-out process in revising the signage ordinances here in our community, and this privilege comes under those ordinances. So we are extending that privilege to those shop owners to advertise in a manner in which they are to comply to what the ordinance reads, and this has been part of that process. So I don't think we're telling them how to run their businesses. We're telling them how to advertise, I suspect. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
That's what I thought. Okay, thank you. Anyone else? Alderman Brown.
Yeah, I'm interested in Alderman Maladra's point. Do we have any feeling, Mr. Unge, how many people would actually leave them out all the time if they were so allowed? I suspect businesses for which it's reasonably convenient would still want to bring them in because it's, you know, it's an investment in money, and again, as Alderman Cummings pointed out, you can actually engender bad feelings if you have it out often when you're not open. Do we have any feeling for that?
During the discussion of whether or not we would have A-frame signs, I think there were some businesses that were trying to be, I guess, prudent and careful about how they placed the sign and where they placed it and when it was displayed and when it wasn't. There were others that simply put them out there and left them out there. So it was a very much a mixed bag. Just depended on the business and, you know, what they thought. We had experiences all over the board on that.
I had actually noticed one falling down at one point, and nobody had seemed to. I put it back up. I was wondering how much vandalism, like on a Saturday night or a Sunday or something, how much vandalism might be involved. I have no feeling for that.
Yeah, I can't say that we've really had any real way of checking on vandalism, I suppose. If
then that's not our problem, it's the business.
Yeah,
it?
Some person comes along and just grabs a sign, you know, and runs off with it. That's, you know, that's the...
We have no record of that happening, I presume.
No, we don't. I suppose we could track it now because we've got permits that we're issuing, so...
A person may still take it in and decide not to display it, and you'll
right,
never know.
Right, exactly. Unless we talk to them. You know, we've had a lot of dialogue with the businesses about this out in the field.
Well, I can, if I can chime in. I know that for a fact that the beautification signs, and they're little, they get vandalized and put in different gardens or they get stolen.
Sure.
I guess,
sure.
I don't know if that has
well, these are,
any. And this is pretty large, so I don't think you could put it in your pocket or anything.
Large and heavy
that's a business. That's the risk of the businesses.
Right.
And if you see a sign that's knocked over at night, that's great, and nobody's there setting it back up, or you did. The same thing happens during the day. Unless that sign's right in front of your business, you don't see it knocked down, and the guy in the business down the block, he's not going to run out in the rain and put your sign up. So the same thing happens during the day as would happen in the evening. It's nothing different. And it seems to me that we're concerned about clutter and safety, but we're putting the signs out during the day when most people are downtown. So at night, when most people aren't downtown, they're sitting there, if the business is so inclined. I agree with Don. If you leave it out there in the rain to the point that the lettering gets washed out and things like that, that starts to work against you. If you leave it out there and risk getting it stolen, that doesn't seem to be good business sense. On our side, you know, we've got our code enforcement officers running around town picking these things up, bringing them over to City Hall. I agree that businesses knew this was going to happen and were just doing what we told them to do, but it seems to me to be one of those situations when we took a step and didn't really think about the staff time required to enforce what we've done. And because I don't really understand why we made the rule the way we did. I just
think these are infant mortality pains, part of it. I mean, we will learn, the businesses and the staff will learn how to work with each other. And
right.
That's obviously been happening at some level, but this is an issue which is unclear.
We're just looking for consistency here.
Yeah.
I could certainly agree with Craig that we could go with just saying, leave them out at your own risk. I agree with you. There's no clutter. If the clutter is acceptable during working hours, it certainly is acceptable at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
You know, really? Director Unsch, maybe if I could ask one question. I mean, these signs are put up on the city's right-of-way, right? I mean, if they're left up and it's a snowstorm, are the crews going to have to actually move them to remove the snow from the sidewalks, or...
Well,
where are they put?
We have a specific provision. It's one of those 12 standards that I mentioned that calls for the signs to not be placed during periods of inclement weather, snow, rain, ice.
So we're already
tornadoes.
Making them.
So we have already
moved
them.
So they'd have to come. They'd have to run out and get it.
Yeah, and that's my concern is that we're doing, you know, we've got, I couldn't remember the whole ordinance, but I thought we did have something that if it was, you know, and if they fall down at night, they're probably harder for someone to see and they could trip over them. And again, it's in the public right of way. You know, we're probably the ones looking at the lawsuit, would be my concern.
If it blown falls over, down during the day and there's 100 people around, you might not see it either.
Right. But again, if the ordinance is written that they have to take it in on inclement weather, I think then we set up a whole new standard. If we say up all the time, but however, if
now
it snows or rains,
come out and get it.
Get it. It's a little weird.
That's a little, I don't know if that would work. I don't know how we would word that.
They're in the public right away, but they can't be on the sidewalk, right?
They can be on a sidewalk if there's 5 feet of walkway clearance, and that 5 foot of clearance is a principle built into numerous parts of our code.
On Third Street, they're usually on the grass, as I.
Well, they've got the opportunity to place them on the walkway if there's 5 feet of clearance on a public sidewalk or walkway. They can also place them on private property, but if they're in the public right of way, then they've got to provide the hold harmless and the proof of insurance. And it would appear from what there's a lot of over-the-counter discussion about these regulations, and our staff has been working with businesses on making the requirements clear and helping them go through the process of getting the permits. But clearly, because we had in excess, I want to say it was in the mid-30s of signs, A-frame signs that were being utilized. We're approaching a number that's about half that's pursuing permits. So a number of these signs are not reappearing. They're not asking for permits. We suspect from the dialogue that we've had with some of the business people and just by what's going on here that the insurance requirements may be giving people the pause on whether it's worth a change in their insurance coverage to cover the liability. And so we think that's what's going on here, why there's fewer of them being submitted for permit applications.
So as usual, I don't, in policy discussions, it's not clear what the outcome
I was going to say, I don't think we've given them any direction at this point of which way
to actually go.
I mean,
it's divided.
Yeah, it sounds divided to me.
I don't know the idea.
Did the staff have any preference to the various possibilities you've outlined?
Well, you know, I think that I really hate to inject the staff perspective here because it's important for the council to believe in the codes that it's adopted, and you're instructing us to enforce the codes that you adopt. I think there is there's no question, let me back up. There's no question that we've had liability concerns about these signs. There has been a concern, depending on who's in this meeting room talking about the issue. We've had the pro-business group show up at some meetings and say they absolutely have to have these signs. We've also had folks that have been concerned about the historic character of our main streets in town and the impact, visual clutter, if you will, on the downtown and I'm historic character of the district, historic district. So, you know, I think that we've arrived at a pretty balanced, fair, and you know, pretty detailed way of addressing all the concerns and allowing the signage to be there. So you know, I think right now it just comes down to where do you draw the line here? Because I could certainly picture businesses taking advantage of this kind of a situation. Taking advantage is probably the wrong word. Choosing to store their sign next to their building, be it in a location, you know, outside, visible to the public, whether the building is 30 feet off the public right-of-way line or literally right next to the right-of-way line, you know, and everything in between. I think the intent of the code was to remove the signs from public view during non-business hours. That was the intent.
I think we can circle in on things. I think, one, we have, I don't think we have disagreement on that should right. not happen.
That should not happen.
I think we have pretty much agreement on the fact that storage means put them away.
Put them away, correct.
Now, the only question is, do we want to force people to take them down?
Yeah, is that reasonable or not? Yeah, does it make sense to put them away, or does it make sense to just leave them out
right.
all the time?
My feeling was, when I voted on this ordinance, was that they were going to be out of sight, taken down every night and be out of sight. I didn't anticipate seeing what is happening here. I think we all agree that this is not what we really wanted at the time. Again, I have, you know, my issue with leaving them up all the time is only that if it's written that they're supposed to be taken down in inclement weather, we've got a whole other set of issues there. So, I don't know what the other...
I would suggest if we do decide that we do want to enforce it and these people should be required to take them away, we do not find them because
correct.
it was an unclear situation on our part, I would suggest. And there's another situation here. Those are on private property.
Yeah, they appear to be on private property. Typically, you know, the property line is about a foot
those
off of
the benches were not
edge of
constructed
sidewalk.
By the city. Those are not city-owned benches.
Right. But actually where the property line is likely to be somewhere between the edge of that sidewalk and that brick wall. Exactly
right
where.
Right underneath the bench.
Well, it could be right underneath the bench.
But given what Alderman Brown just said, so if I put a broom there, would that be allowed? It's private property. It's behind a bench. Can I put a broom there?
Hmm? Good point.
I suppose
so
you could.
So this is a really strange...
Broom and a sign on it.
I would say that's not a sign. It is a sign, but it's not serving the purpose of the sign. That's just a piece
yeah,
of plastic
just,
stored behind a bench.
It's a creative way of storing.
Well, and it's convenient.
It's convenient is what it is.
I think this is a really this now that you brought up the private property aspect, I think this is a very tricky very complicated situation, and I'm going to go back to I think we ought to just leave the signs out. Because how do we tell them you can't put that sign there, but then they can go ahead and store a broom there?
Because a sign is, well, a sign is a sign, and a broom is a broom.
There are two things that make something not visible. One is removing the thing. That's being viewed. The other thing that makes something not visible is removing the thing that views the thing. If there are no people around and it's 11 o'clock at night or 12 o'clock at night, or you know, and our worry was, well, it's an eyesore. Well, if there are no eyes, it's not an eyesore anymore. So I'm not sure that I'm in favor of having to remove the signs. However, I would vote that if we do choose to remove the signs, that we create a situation that does not enable that to happen, because that, I believe, is an eyesore. A non-readable sign is an eyesore, and a sign on its side behind a bench is a non-readable sign.
That's good.
I agree.
Then it's I'm just saying they could put a whole lot of stuff behind that bench legally. I'm not a lawyer, so I shouldn't even say that. I don't know what you guys can do behind the bench. Forget that.
Any kind of consensus? I mean,
If you want, I'll throw out a motion to change the ordinance to leave it out, to leave the signs out all night. Then we can vote on that, and it'll get voted down, and then we can.
Well, yeah, because my feeling would be is, again, if we've got it written for inclement weather, we'd have to strike all of that out of there, and I don't know if that would.
The idea of policy sessions
was. I think there's probably a way to word. I was just going to say that. I think there's probably a way to wordsmith this to cover the inclement weather.
Okay.
But at the same time, allow them. You know, we just have to develop some language.
The idea of a policy discussion was the rules are suspended. We don't make motions, and we get staff direction.
Okay, I'm sorry.
So there's some people who haven't been heard from yet.
Yeah.
Vic,
Dean.
Are these a couple of the exceptions or the difficult ones here? Are the other ones pretty easy to interpret? Are people complying? They're taking their sign in at night. I mean, yep. What are we talking here? Are we talking about 10%?
We've got 14.
10% of the signs that are being displayed?
14 have been issued permits. 14
right.
businesses.
Okay.
And we have, at this point, we have these two businesses and one other that you could say are not matching up with the spirit and intent of the regulation. So we have 14 total, 11 that are just doing what we would hope them to do.
15% are testing the interpretation.
Yep. Right.
You know, I think these are, if you ask me, I guess I've thought about it, these are considered temporary signs. If you leave a sign out permanently, then it's a permanent sign. And then we dig a post and you put your sign, you mount your sign, and then we have an ordinance to deal with that. I'm just saying that unless they're removed at some point in time, then they're a permanent sign. So my recommendation is that we enforce, and that if you want to use A-frames, then you comply with the ordinance that's in place, and that means then that they should probably be taken out of sight at some point in time or period of time. Otherwise, they're considered to be permanent. So. You know, I think, you know, reasonable people would say that this isn't complying with the intent of the ordinance. And I guess I'd encourage them to put some casters or mountings on those signs and do what everyone else is doing, putting their signs away, putting them indoors at night, bringing them out. That's sort of where I'm at on it.
Alderman Dantino, we have not heard from.
I guess I'd be in favor of them being moved inside, staying with the original ordinance. And I don't know if you have to fine these two people, but give them a warning. And the rule was loosely written, I guess.
Well, we spent a lot of time on this ordinance, but if we've got to do some clarification language, If what you're saying is you'd rather have them removed from sight, we'll figure out a way to
not visible
to
from
do
the
that.
Sidewalk.
Right. Something to that effect. We can.
Well, the sign isn't visible if it's inside a metal box.
I was thinking the same thing. If a cover would be acceptable, but
then you might as well leave it in place and cover it.
Well, but Dean's point, I think, that the temporary nature is.
That's right.
Right.
Yeah. I've heard one issue where there's a fence that's supposedly temporary, but it's been there for 30 years or whatever. So I agree that if it's going to be temporary, it's got to be taken in. It's got to be moved.
I suppose there's some value, if I might just add, that there's some value to that kind of a sign going in and out or out on the sidewalk and then back either inside or behind the building or whatever it might be, just from the standpoint of the stewardship of the sign and its maintenance. We had public hearing discussion about there were some opinions that the signs should actually be standardized in terms of their appearance and their look and their lettering, and we didn't obviously go there. But there was some public concern about the quality of these signs, and we made the point of trying to keep the approach to them flexible for the businesses, as long as they stayed within size parameters.
Trying to be
that didn't block sight lines at corners and that type of thing.
So that they could be creative and
right, right. But I think the just the basic principle that as a business, you should take some responsibility for the stewardship of this sign and its placement, not on your property, but on the city's property, the public property. And so that in and out of the sign, I think, does have some value, because if you can just leave the sign out there 24/7, 365.
It's a permanent sign.
It's a permanent sign.
And would you maintain it, be a steward of it in the same manner as if you had to take it in and out of it?
He's disconnected right now. We were just trying to touch base with Alderman Hill. Somehow we lost connection.
Sounds like his phone went.
I think
the beeping was the battery. Was.
He probably fell asleep.
It looks like you do have some consensus here, though.
It seems like there is a majority.
One side of the room versus the other.
I think the consensus kind of is coming.
I agree that we're going to require them to be taken down. They've got to be out of sight.
Yeah. I agree with Dean. Is that if they're permanent, they're permanent. If they're temporary, they're out of sight. And I get the impression that is the way we're going.
So the language could be tightened slightly, but until then, that will be the operating mode that your department works in, right?
We would take that point of view if that's the pleasure of the council, and take some steps at an opportune time to tighten up the language officially.
These two people then, or
I was going to recommend that we don't find these two people.
I don't think so either.
No. And there was no plan on the part of staff to do it.
We're still on the learning curve on
frame
signs. That's clear.
We would hope to be able to work with them and explain the council's perspective on that.
It took 9 people an hour to do this out. I wouldn't feel right.
No. 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 Neither. Alderman Hill, do you have any comments?
Well, my only thought is if you let a few sit out overnight and behind a tree or a bench, others will find a bench or a tree that want to do it all, and we'll go back to the problem we had in the past.
It was my bench.
I guess the sense that I'm getting is if we're going to, we would prefer them to be out of sight.
Good.
Taken down and out of sight.
Yep.
Is the direction
that
we would be.
Sight would be.
That you can't see them from the sidewalk.
We'll let the lawyers.
And I would think that would be the direction we would give staff. And again, as staff has already informed us, there was no intention to give any fines here, and we're comfortable with that, since it did take us a while to figure this out ourselves. But is that clear enough for staff?
It's clear for us, yes.
Anybody in major objection of that? Okay. We don't need to vote on that. It would actually be they'll be bringing back an adjustment to the, you know, any language changes to the ordinance to us at a future date, I would think.
That's correct.
Is there any other new business tonight from the audience or from the dais? An upcoming meeting, there's a special committee of the whole meeting next Monday night, January 30th, 2012, here. So everyone knows that. Need a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
Alderman Flanagan, Alderman Singer. All in favor?
Aye.
Alderman Hill, aye.
Any opposed? Meeting's adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sam.
Sorry, I'm not there.
Okay.